I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
search crews find the body of a 16-year-old that drowned in the Pineview Reservoir. Police say it's the fourth drowning at that reservoir this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, an alternate on the U.S. gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID. The University of Utah's Kara Aker and one other member of the U.S. team are in isolation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a stalled vehicle that remains partially blocking a right lane and right shoulder. This is going to be southbound I-215's east belt at 3900 South. It's on the exit ramp, not causing any delay, but delays continue. Westbound I-80 in Summit County due to a crash in Wanship. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Already some clouds out there. Storms possible. I'm Grant Wayman.
It's 95 degrees in Salt Lake City, and now KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Fears of rising COVID numbers and of a fast-spreading variant among unvaccinated people and potential new restrictions have now affected money in 401ks, retirement accounts, mutual funds, stock portfolios. Sharp downturns by the major indexes on Wall Street. The Dow lost over 2%, down over 700 points. The broad S&P 500 lost 69. Art Hogan, Chief Market Strategist at National Securities.
First and foremost, and probably the most important, is fears that this Delta variant of COVID is going to cause more restrictions and slow down the economic recovery. I think secondly, after last week's data, we're concerned about the pace of inflation and what that means to the Federal Reserve and their stimulus programs.
NASDAQ index lost 152. President Biden tempering his assessment that social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation, saying he hopes the tech companies don't take his comments personally and instead act to save lives. Growing to a third the size of Rhode Island, that wildfire in Oregon. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. So three Olympic athletes have tested positive for COVID just days ahead of the opening ceremony. One of the cases is a gymnast from Utah, as you might have just heard. Another a beach volleyball player. And tennis player Coco Gauff has also tested positive. ABC's Lionel Moyes says the three athletes can't compete in the games, and it also throws their competitors for a loop.
So the issue is, if one player tests positive, for example, the beach volleyball player, he was supposed to be playing against another country with his partner. So that immediately eliminates the game for both countries. It's a matter of, do they reschedule it or do they cancel it altogether? These athletes have been training their entire lives for this moment. They may not get this moment again. So there's a lot on the line here, but obviously safety is a top priority.
And with the risk of getting COVID rising, Moyes tells KSL's inside sources and Boyd, there's more pressure on competitors.
Not to mention, they are concerned about their safety themselves. Just as we are masking up and washing our hands, they know that if anything goes wrong and they test positive, this could eliminate a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them. So there's added stress and pressure outside of just being able to focus on training and getting in the zone for their craft, which is going to make it a little bit more difficult for them.
Despite the ongoing pandemic and the lack of spectators, there will be none at this Olympic Games. Moyes says fans should continue to support their favorite athletes.
We have to remember that people are still dying from this virus, but we can't give up on our athletes. You know, they have worked hard. They're representing us. Whatever country you're cheering from, wherever you're from, you know, this is the elite. This is their one chance, you know, to lead their mark, especially gymnasts who often age out of their craft.
Yeah.
And so those tweets that we're giving, that encouragement that we're giving, you know, these athletes are seeing it, and it makes a difference for them. And we should be equally as excited and using this as a moment to bring the world together, even if we're having to do it from our homes. The pandemic certainly has taught us that we are able to still come together, even if we have to do it from a safe distance.
The games kick off with opening ceremonies Friday morning. You'll see them on KSL TV Friday night. It's 3:49 now. We have emergency traffic here. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home, and Ricky will tell you about the troubles.
Well, some very good news for drivers in Summit County. Traffic is starting to move again. Westbound I-80, where we've had an accident about a mile west of Wanship. Now, the problem is there are residual delays, but at least it's starting to move. And that's the first sign we've seen of that in quite some time now in the valley. It's a delay-free drive on all your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 in Utah County. But we have had a crash that is still being cleared southbound Bangor, about 2300 south on the right, and a stalled vehicle partially sticking into the right lane of traffic on the exit ramp from southbound I-215's east belt at 3900 south. Len?
Ricky on Foothill Drive, looking tight in either direction at Sunnyside Avenue. On the north end of the west belt, a pretty smooth ride past the National Guard on up to the north interchange, but I-15 still looking a bit sluggish from Hillfield Road and late into SR-193 on the south end of Hillfield, and 12th Street in Ogden very tight past the Ogden Nature Center toward I-15. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
From 3-Day Kitchens to the 7-Day Forecast, here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we got more of the same here this week, and that's a good thing. Clouds, that is hot, showers, storms in the forecast almost every day, including today, hit-or-miss storms, afternoon, evening. Temperatures top out in the mid-90s, but cooling when the showers move through. More of the same tomorrow, scattered showers, 90s. More of the same Wednesday as well. Middle 90s, the high on Thursday, again with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And Friday as well, showers and storms more likely afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the mid-90s. And we get more of the same through the weekend, too. Mid-90s, clouds, showers, and storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, it turns out you can tell the difference between 95 degrees and 102 over the weekend. 95 right now in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
People, keep up.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Laura, a 58-year-old bus driver, had advanced neuropathy in her feet that caused severe aching, burning, and throbbing, which made it very difficult to sleep. She felt like she had razor blades on the inside of her feet that were constantly on fire. So Laura came to True Health for help, and within 3 weeks, she was gaining the sensation back in her feet, and the pain and burning were drastically improving. She was sleeping all night and waking up without pain. She was able to drive the bus again and no longer needed addictive pain medications. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger.
put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Life isn't what it used to be. You don't call a stockbroker, you use an app. You don't go to Blockbuster, you stream your movies. The world has changed, but the High Commission Loan Officer has not, and that is costing you thousands. I'm Mortgage Mike with City Creek Mortgage. Now you can get the advice you normally get from a human online with our digital loan officer. Don't pay a high commission salesperson, do it yourself and save the money at citycreekmortgage.com. Apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855, Equal Housing Lender.
We're watching Utah's Money Wall Street today. Traders were worried about the rising number of COVID cases, how it'll affect the economic recovery. The Dow suffered its worst day since October, fell 725 points. That's 2.2%. We end the day at 33,962. The S&P was down 68. The NASDAQ fell 162 points. Dictionary.com has freshened up their vocabulary. They've added 300 new words and definitions. Whelp, womp womp, and dad joke all made the cut. The online dictionary also added new words on identity and inclusion like Latinx and colorism. KSL Drives Bird is trying to keep drunk drivers from using their electric scooters. Their Safe Start program will run 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., riders will have to enter a keyword into their app before they can scoot away. KSL News Time 356. Jeff Bezos goes into space tomorrow, and it looks like all systems are go.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is in Van Horn, Texas, as he prepares to test his own spaceship, the Blue Origin. Lead flight director Steve Lenya says all systems are go.
The launch crew is ready. The vehicle is ready. The crew is ready. And the flight director is ready.
There's no pilot. The mission fully automated. Former NASA astronaut Mike Massimino telling ABC's This Week he's not worried.
I think it's very safe. It's been tested 15 times and has a great escape system.
The Tuesday launch aiming about 13 miles higher than fellow billionaire Richard Branson's trip. Dave Packer, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.